border, protecting his country. But let me recite or read one hadith that is in Muslim, reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. That Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an says that the Prophet of Allah one day said to us, Ala adullukum, should I not inform you of something that will remove your sins and raise you in rank? Should I not tell you of something that will remove, erase your sin and raise your rank? Qalu bala ya Rasulullah. So the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in said, why not, O Prophet of Allah? So the Prophet of Allah mentioned three things. The first thing the Prophet of Allah said, Isbaghul wudu ala al makarih. Isbaghul wudu ala al makarih. To perform a perfect wudu in difficult circumstances. Of course, when it is summer, we like to wash ourselves. We like to make wudu. But the Prophet of Allah is saying, Isbaghul wudu ala al makarih. To perform a perfect wudu, an ablution in difficult circumstances. By doing this, a person will be raised in rank in the life to come and his sins are wiped away. The second thing that the Prophet of Allah mentioned is, وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. Take many steps to the masajid. That's why we have seen that the ulama ikram, they make, when they walk into the masjid from their home, if the distance is very short, they will take many, many steps, meaning that they will make the step very, very short in length. So there are more steps to the masjid. This is what the Prophet of Allah is saying. وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. Take many steps to the masajid. And the third one, وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. That waiting for the prayer after the establishment of the previous prayer. For example, a person has established his Asr prayer and he sits in the mosque waiting for the next prayer, that is Salatul Maghrib. Now what does the Prophet of Allah say? فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. This is ribat as well. Ribat, the ribat that we have just spoken about, that if a person stands on the border line, he will be protected and his life is taken in that line of duty. That person will be protected from the fitan of the qabr. Likewise, a person that performs wuzu in difficult circumstances, takes many steps to the masjid and waits for salah in the masjid, this is ribat as well. So the ulama'i muhaddithin have said, generally, ribat is to stand on the borderline. But a person stands on the borderline to protect his fellow men, to protect his country from the onslaught. Likewise, a person that will perform these three noble actions, he is protecting his iman and his faith from the onslaught of the shaitan and the nafs-e ammara. So a person that performs wuzu, he goes to the masjid, he takes many steps, he waits there. He is protecting his faith. He's protecting his iman from the onslaught of the shaitan, that is the external enemy, and the nafs-e ammara, that is the internal enemy. So he will get the same reward. فَذَلِكُمْ الرِّبَاطِ. So my humble brothers, respected brothers, sisters and elders, try to perform wuzu according to the wuzu of the Prophet. And the only way we will perform a perfect wuzu in difficult circumstances is when we know the fadail that are attached with wuzu. So it is very important for us to know what are the fadail, what are the rewards attached with making wuzu. And as we know that the Prophet of Allah says to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, that on the day of judgment I will recognize you. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in said that there will be so many nations. The nation of Moses, the nation of Abraham, the nation of Jesus, the nation of Hud and Dawood and Solomon. How will you recognize us? They are human beings and we are human beings as well. And the Prophet of Allah said that your organs that you wash in wudu will be glowing. And by that glow I will recognize you from all other nations. So this is an incentive for a human being to perform a perfect wudu. And likewise, we know that when we are washing our face or washing our organs and our limbs, by doing this, all saghira, small sins that have been committed with those organs, are being washed away. So this is another incentive. So we should keep the fadail of wudu in mind so we can perform a perfect wudu in difficult circumstances. And we should try to make it to the mosque to the best of our ability. Yes, if we are at work, we have to perform salah in our offices, but when we are at home, we should try to make it to the mosque. We should try to take many steps. If the house is very far away from the mosque, inshallah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward you for every time the tire moves. This is modern time. Wallahu alam. And then when we are in the mosque, we should try to stay in the mosque for a little while. We shouldn't try to run away from the mosque like some brothers do, that they have established their farz prayer and before the imam has even exited the prayer properly, the person is standing downstairs gossiping with others. So we should indicate by our action that we really love to be in the environment of the mosque. Very, very important. This is ribat, and a person that can attain these qualities, inshallah, through the barakat of this a'mal salihah, a person will be immune from the fitan of the qabr. There is a hadith in Tirmidhi, you will find it in Mishkatul Masabi as well, reported by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that one day there was one sahabi, he placed a tent at night at a particular place, and throughout the night he could hear somebody reciting Surat Mulk. So early in the morning he went to the Prophet of Allah and he said, "O Prophet of Allah, I placed a tent at a particular place and then throughout the night I could hear somebody reciting Suratul Mulk." So the Prophet of Allah said that Suratul Mulk is a surat that protects a human being in the grave from the Adab-i Qabr. It protects a human being in the grave from the Adab. And that's why the Prophet of Allah said this is mani'ah, it is munjiyah, meaning that it stops the onslaught of the Adab, and it protects and it provides a shield for a human being from the Adab. Very, very important surah. Very, very important surah. That's why there's another hadith that you will find in Tirmidhi as well, reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that on the day of judgment or in the grave, this one surah, Suratul Mulk, it intercedes on behalf of a person and says to Allah Rabbul Izzat that I intercede for this person, accept my intercession on behalf of this person. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will accept the intercession and will grant success to that person in the grave and in the life to come. There's another hadith in Darmi, reported by Hazrat Khalid bin Ma'dan, who is a very profound personality of Islam. He's a tabi. He says that there are two surahs, Suratul Mulk and Surat Alif Lam Mim Sajda. That if a person recites these two surahs before he goes to sleep, it will grant him security in the grave. So much so that these two surahs, they come as a bird with wings and they cover the deceased person. So he is protected from all angles. So it is like a wing that is spread over the deceased in the grave. So from whichever angle the Adab-e Qabr will come, Surat Mulk and Surat Alif Lam Mim Sajda will protect this person. And Surat Mulk is a very small surah. It comprises of only 30 verses, two sections. 30 verses, two sections. But many of us, we do not give it the true respect, and we do not learn this surah of by heart. Even if we learn one verse a day, or you can say one verse a week, we will complete the entire surah in a year, and before a year. Only one verse in a week, that is like two words or one word a day. It will be very easy for us to learn the whole surah before the year comes to an end. And what a great benefit that is attached with the remembrance of this surah.